When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, Action Tribe. In this episode, I have a conversation with my friend Salila about an Ayurvedic and breathwork workshop that we are conducting called Vedic Rituals for Improved Immunity and Self-Care. If you ever wanted to learn how to use ancient Ayurvedic meals to reduce stress, supercharge your immunity, strengthen your lungs, improve your sleep quality, and protect your entire family in the midst of this global situation, then you will love to hear about this hands-on workshop that we have planned on Zoom. It's a 3-hour workshop taking place on March 14th. And in this episode, we talk about the why, the what, the when, and the how for this exciting group experience. I hope you enjoy this.
The 7 chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My 7 Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
So, super exciting. We have a workshop planned, right? Mm-hmm. It's called Vedic Rituals for Improved Immunity and Self-Care. And the goal of this session is not to do the workshop right now, because somebody asked me, is the workshop right now or is it sometime in the future? So this session is just an announcement and providing more information.
Absolutely.
That's what this is.
Yes. And so, our workshop is called Vedic because there's going to be 2 parts to this workshop. AJ is the breathwork expert, so we're going to do yogic breathwork, and I am going to take care of some Ayurvedic rituals that are going to help us staying protected for a pandemic, staying prepared for if we catch an infection, and how to take care of ourselves in case we've had an incident where we think we may be infected and how to quickly get that out of our system. So this is what we're going to focus on.
Cool. And so firstly, people who are watching right now, I know that you have an option to share this. And the goal for this workshop is that we want as many people as possible to get to know about this, because this is going to be really useful, right? So for everyone at home, these techniques, these skills are going to be very useful. So whether you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or maybe Instagram, just share this so that we can have more people join in before we talk about the juicy details. Mm-hmm. But Salila, I was hoping that we start with the why. Like, why did we decide to do this workshop in the first place?
Yeah, the reason I was very keen on doing something similar is because Ayush, India's health ministry, has put out a protocol that is freely available. It's downloadable on their website. And this is the protocol that's available to all of India. It has been created with help from 10 of the top Vaidyas, 10 to 16 of the top Ayurveda Vaidyas from India. And it is the best protocol we can follow to make sure that we are protected from not just COVID, but any respiratory infection, and that we are empowered to take care of ourselves and our family members, whether they are going through an infection or whether they are recovering from an infection. So when other Ayurveda providers, influencers come up with their own spin on it, I feel like the government has already given us basically the blueprint. So why don't we just follow something that is already, you know, top notch? You know, you cannot gild a lily. You cannot have something better than this. So therefore, I reached out to you, Aditya, and you were so, thank you for being so welcoming to the idea. And then you also added the piece of the pranayama, the breath work, which is vital for respiratory illnesses.
Absolutely. I think it's very opportune right now because of the phase that we're going in, that people are looking for these practices of self-care. And through our conversation last time, I feel that yoga, pranayama, and Ayurveda definitely go hand in hand. You can't have one or the other. Usually when you're doing the breath work, you do want to learn more about the practices that have been prescribed since thousands of years. And especially because we're experiencing or facing this global situation, it just makes sense that we take the steps and the measures to protect ourselves and our families while at the same time really feeling good, really feeling amazing, feeling relaxed, and doing so in a group. Because like you pointed out, it's available online. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when something is available on a website, you're like, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's beneficial. Like the logical mind says it's beneficial. But when it comes to actually applying it, it may, you know, when you do it in a group, it's much more fun. When someone is doing it for you, you're like, okay, I can take this step and that step and that step. It's so much more fun to do it as a group on Zoom live. Now, this is not going to be, well, we might do a replay for people who can't make it live, but this is going to be, you know, in the moment, and we'll talk about more about what it is. But you're sort of you're borrowing your friend's kitchen, right, to get this done?
I am borrowing my friend's fancy kitchen. Yeah, and we are going to be hands-on. I am going to lead you through the recipes. We are going to do three important recipes that are going to be life-changing for you, not just for COVID or any pandemic, but for any time you're feeling gastric distress, anytime you're feeling challenged, anytime you want to take care of yourself. We are going to prepare the recipes together. We are going to, and I'm going to explain to you the six key ingredients that should be in your pantry to be prepared for any situation like this, you know, so you can pass on this information to your family members, your grandchildren, so that they can take care of themselves. It, yeah, like Aditya said, you know, it's great to read something on a website, but when it's, when the, you know, rubber hits the road, when somebody's actually got an infection, you're like, good Lord, what do I do now? You know, who do I trust? Where do I go to? So it's important to do this together so that we have the knowledge, we put it into practice, we've tasted the food, we've tasted these medicines, and they are so delicious. You know, you're not going to feel like it's medicine. You're going to enjoy eating them. You're going to enjoy cooking them. And then you feel completely empowered to take care of yourself.
Very true. And I think it was Hippocrates who said, right, food is, let food be thy medicine be thy food. And for some reason, we've grown up to believe that, you know, medicine has to be pungent or bitter and not tasty. But why don't we turn that thing around? You know, food can be medicine. Medicine can be food. Let's bridge the gap between what we consider food and what we consider medicine. And let's change the meaning of what it means to heal ourselves. Because, you know, healing is one thing and feeling amazing is a whole different thing. But before we go on, Salila, for my audience who may have heard you, may have not have heard about you, maybe if you can tell them about you for like a minute or so, like your like who you are and something.
Thank you. Yes, we almost forgot about the introduction. So my name is Salila Sukumaran. I am an Ayurveda health coach and a wellness travel advisor based in Mountain View, California. I come from a lineage. So I have grown up around Ayurveda. Just did not know that it was called Ayurveda. I just thought that's what all families did. Like many Indian families, my grandfathers, my great-grandparents were all Ayurvedic practicing physicians. So there is knowledge in the family. And in last 5 years, I have been offering my help as a diet and lifestyle consultant to many wonderful individuals from all around the world. I have met with hundreds, I have spoken to hundreds, I have helped hundreds of people with Ayurveda. And you can visit my Instagram page and see some wonderful recommendations from people who have been helped by me.
Amazing, amazing. Thanks a lot, Salila, for that wonderful introduction. And people who are watching right now, please make sure that you share this particular post, whether you're watching it in my Facebook group. Actually, you can't share it in because it's a private Facebook group. But if you're watching on our Facebook page, if you're watching it on Instagram, on YouTube, make sure you share this because we want this message to go far and wide. These practices, this workshop that we're going to do is really interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure that it's just not you. You can invite your friends and family as well as we partake in this ancient practice of mixing Ayurveda with pranayama to be able to heal and protect yourselves as well as your family. Now me, for those of you who don't know, my name is AJ, and I'm the host and founder of a podcast called My Seven Chakras, where we talk about a variety of techniques. We do long-form interviews, we do live streams, breathwork sessions. But basically, the idea is how to help you reduce stress, you know, alleviate anxiety, experience deep states of bliss. Because I believe that bliss and happiness is our birthright. And absolutely, if you're not feeling joyful, then let's help you feel joyful. That's the idea. And I've been doing this podcast for the last 5 years. I'm also a certified breathwork instructor. And what I like doing to the practice that I'm trained in, which is Soma Breath, is mixing the science, mixing the ancient wisdom of pranayama, mixing some amazing, beautiful music, and putting people together to help you experience heightened states of awareness. And all of this is evidence-based. Mm-hmm. And the beauty is that when you mix science and spirituality, it's so much more fun. And that's what we need right now. We need more science, we need more spirituality, and we need more connection, which we're not getting enough of. But that's pretty much where I am coming from.
Well, AJ, you have not mentioned anything about the 365 plus episodes you have done, your expertise as a podcaster, the 4.5 million downloads that you have achieved in the last 5 years, I believe, right? Was it five yes. years? Yeah, yeah. So AJ is very humble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try not to rest on my laurels because every day is a new day. Every day is an opportunity for learning. And I'm learning a lot from Salila and from all of our listeners as well. As we together, I like to say that no one is your guru. We all have our own wisdom deep inside of us. And all we can do is shine the mirror for you to recognize your wisdom and your insights so that you can take action on your own journey, right? We've come to a stage where we need to become our own coaches. We need to take control of our health, read articles, watch YouTube videos, listen to podcasts, not because you're going to be a doctor, but because when you are in that discussion with that doctor or that expert, you know what questions to ask. You know, you're not coming across as somebody who doesn't know anything about their health. You can take certain steps in order to feel more free, feel more liberated. And that's exactly what this workshop is all about. I see a lot of people joining in on Instagram. Hey, Masala Girl, how's it going? She says, fantastic podcast. And we have people joining in on Instagram as well. So moving along, maybe we can talk about when is a podcast and how long is the podcast going to be. And then we can talk about exactly the juicy details of what's going to happen within the workshop. Sorry, I said podcast for some reason, but workshop.
Yeah, so our masterclass, our workshop is going to be on 14th of March from 4 p.m. California time to 7 p.m. California time. And we will have the, we have the link set up at the end of this chat. We're going to share it with our communities, right, Aditya?
We can share it right away for people who are in a hurry. I've made a simple link, which is my7chakras.com. Seven is a word, my7chakras.com/Ayurveda workshop. my7chakras.com/Ayurveda workshop. It'll contain the details in case you're busy right now, you're a busy person, you want to go straight to the link and save your spot. But that's the link, my7chakras.com/Ayurveda workshop. Please go ahead, Salila.
Yeah, and then we have priced it at $44 for now. We think that's a good price for 3 hours of our time. Aditya is going to lead us with about 90 minutes of pranayama practice, breathwork practice, and I'm going to lead you through at least three recipes, Ayurvedic hands-on recipes. And then for early bird, for those who are going to take responsibility, who are going to jump in and understand the value of this, we are giving early bird prices of $27 today. And we are going to take the discount off on 7th March. So hurry and get your seat reserved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I felt that for people who are really excited, $27 is a good amount, right? For 3 hours. We're going to, come together as a group. We're not only going to help you create the stuff, right? The concoctions, the soups, which you're going to get into right now, but we're also going to together breathe. And I'm going to put together a customized awakening breathwork journey where we are going to go step by step through a variety of breathing styles with the music, with the intention, and breathing in one beat. Breathing together, you'll notice how you feel, because you're going to awaken parts of your brain. You are going to reduce stress. You're going to relax all over your body. You are going to awaken your inner healer and secrete from your inner pharmacy a soup of chemicals that is going to make you feel relaxed, feel joyful, feel happy. And then towards the end, we're also all going to enjoy the fruits of what we've created together. So what are we going to create exactly? Salila, maybe you could talk about what you're going to help people prepare.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to prepare a khichdi. A khichdi is a simple meal made of mung dal, mung lentils, and rice. We're going to create something that is simple for a sick person to eat. If you have any kind of fever and it's prolonged and it's several days long, you cannot eat something spicy. You have to eat something bland. So we will create a basic khichdi recipe, and then I will show you how to now take that khichdi recipe and make like a fancy feast out of it. So we will have variations of the khichdi. Then I'm going to teach you how to do a golden milk. So throwing together some spices and some milk does not make golden milk. There are very key important technique that we have to follow to make sure it's medicine and not something that will create toxicity in somebody who's already challenged with respiratory issues. Because as you know, dairy, milk can create a lot more mucus. So there has to be a certain processing that has to happen. So we're going to share that with you. And then the third thing we're going to do, I'm very excited about, is the kadha. We call it kadha in India. It is it's a sort of syrup we make with cinnamon, jaggery, tulsi, with dried ginger, and some raisins. So the raisins, again, not the regular California raisins. It has to be a specific kind of raisin. And we will make it. And for those who have excess mucus in their body, who tend to gain weight, who tend to have a lot of respiratory challenges already, for them, we are going to make a hot toddy with it. So I'm excited for the hot toddy. So we're going to put a little bit of rum in there. And these are going to be very delicious recipes your family will enjoy sharing with you.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Cool. So firstly, we're going to make some khichdi, like you mentioned. And all of these are Ayurvedic recipes You know, so if you've ever wanted to try out something Ayurvedic, maybe you've read a magazine or you've listened to a podcast, but you've not put your hands into the Ayurveda that we're speaking about. I mean, I've grown up in India and Khichdi was very popular, but I never knew about the therapeutic aspects of Khichdi.
You know, right, mom makes it.
Right? And so for someone who is new to this, and you know, this is not like uploading a PDF and you do it yourself, but Salila is actually borrowing a kitchen from a friend and doing it together. So Khichdi, we're going to do the toddy, right? You're going to create the toddy that has these therapeutic effects. And is that the spice tea recipe? That's the
spice tea recipe, yes. And then the golden milk.
The golden milk.
We can have it without the alcohol and with the alcohol. Alcohol is actually good for those who tend to get a lot of mucus in their body, who tend to have a lot of, you know, if you're the kind of person who has a meal and then gets this right after, then it's good for you to have a little aperitif or a glass of red wine.
Awesome. Well, I don't think you need to build a case for why people need to, need to have alcohol.
I need to be thinking. I think
people are more than happy to indulge a little bit in alcohol, especially if it's good for you, bringing some warmth in some parts of the world. It is winter right now, especially here. It was snowing in Vancouver. And snowing is a joke here in Vancouver because it snows for 1 or 2 days and the whole city comes to a standstill. But there was snow, and when there is snow, it is a little bit cold. And in this case, the foods and the soups that we're going to prepare are going to nourish you, warm you, heal you. So that's what you're going to take people through, right?
Absolutely. And then I'm also going to share a very important ritual for respiratory health. And not only is this ritual great for respiration and for the strength of our organs in the face, the head, the everything from above our shoulder blades, you know, this will also help you look beautiful, stay young longer, and help you sleep better. So it's like a youth elixir plus a healing ritual. So this is a very important Ayurvedic ritual that I'm going to demonstrate. You're going to do it together and you will feel confident about doing it.
Cool. So that is really exciting. And that was a surprise. I didn't know that you were going to share that, but it's amazing that you are going to share that. People who are wondering, how do I get to know, or do you have a page that where I can book my spot? Well, the page is going to be available at my7chakras.com/Ayurveda workshop. We've allocated some spots for the early bird. The price, normal price, is $44 for a 3-hour, you know, fully packed workshop, step by step, and we're going to do it together. But if you, you know, take up some of the early spots, then it's going to be available at $27. Which is at my7chakras.com/Ayurveda workshop. And I can just imagine somebody going, hey, Salila, you got khichdi and you got toddy and you've got some golden milk and turmeric milk. Like, how do I know what to buy if I go to the grocery store? Do you have like a list or something like that can help them, you know, without any confusion, go to the supermarket or wherever they're going to buy their stuff from and just say, okay, you know, just tick stuff off?
We do have a grocery list. Okay. As soon as you sign up and as soon as I have your email ID, I'm going to send you the grocery list. I will add you to my WhatsApp group. We will stay connected. I will support you throughout. I'm very social. I love to respond to people. So you will not be trouble at all. AJ and I will both handhold you throughout the process. And we are here to help you feel empowered.
Absolutely. So that is what we've shared so far. It's just one half of our workshop. And I know that, let me see what people are saying. Michael says, this workshop is going to be awesome. Can't wait.
Absolutely.
She's sharing it on our you know, Facebook, and someone on Instagram might wonder, hey, nobody's saying that. But she's you know, saying that on our Facebook, this workshop is going to be awesome.
Funny.
Can't wait. And yeah, some people do that, right? Like fake testimony. Hey, this person is saying this. No, someone's actually saying that. Anne Cook is saying, can't wait for this. That's great. Okay. Cool.
Well, thank you, Anne and Michael. I forgot to mention I'm a trained, classically trained chef. So you can totally trust me when I say I know how to cook. And it won't be like something I will prepare that you'll be like, what the hell is this? What did we sign up for?
So are you classically trained or trained classical chef? And is there a difference?
Trained classically or classically trained. Okay. So when I trained, it is by the rules of the Khansamas, the right. traditional chefs of India. Yeah. And it is also by the rules of the cuisine, the Nouvelle cuisine chefs from France.
Right.
And I trained under Thai chef. I trained under a Spanish chef. I did... Yeah. I gave 6 years of my life to a professional kitchen, and it was all about classical cooking. And then I learned fusion cooking. But I think even though I may have learned something that was classical 500 to 600 years old, then I went back 5,000 years old and I was like, now I'm going to do Ayurvedic cooking.
Cool. That question was not meant to be taken seriously, but I'm glad that you explained the difference between trained classically and classically trained. So the other half of the workshop is actually going to be the breath work session that I'm going to be leading or guiding all of you through. And firstly, let me know in the comments, how many of you have experienced breath work before this? If you have, just say yes.
Yes.
Cool. You've not attended one of my...
Not yours.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I mean, you're fully welcome to attend our next session, which is going to happen on Sunday morning. But let us know in the comments, have you experienced a breathwork session, yes or no? Michael says yes. And the Instagram audience is a little bit... I think they're still joining in. The Facebook audience is giving the Instagram audience... a right for their money. So that's the thing. So we'll be doing a breathwork session, and this is going to be a breathwork awakening session, which is typically longer because we'll be doing 3 rounds of breathwork. Okay. And prior to the session, I'll be, walking you through the process of how to correct your breathing so that you're not just, because a lot of times, people want to force their breathing or, try to do the breathing really well, but that hurts you more than, does good. So we'll be going through the process of how to breathe correctly, how to engage your diaphragm, how to hold certain yogic locks that will allow you to get the best experience possible, right? And I'll be designing a meditation prior to the breath work as well, so that you just don't go into the breathing, but you're guided gently into that deep state of profound consciousness where you're able to work with your inner limiting beliefs, your fears, your worries, your stress. And basically, all of those are the default mode network. So our brain has what is called the default mode network. And that is forms our sense of self, right? So we're always thinking about what's going to happen in the future, what happened in the past. And we're comparing ourselves with the world around us. And we feel so... separate. We feel like this. We are this small person in this, ocean of people of whatever, 6.5 billion or people like that. But what breathwork will do, and you'll see once you do the session, it will calm your default mode network, your chattering mind. And once that happens is you are open intuitively, creatively, synchronistically, spiritually to everything around you. And you have this realization, which is that you are not alone. Now, that in itself can open so many things for you because you feel happy, you feel joyful, but also on a physiological level, you will, you'll relax, right? Because most of the time, if you're not breathing properly, if you're stressed, your body is in fight or flight mode, and you're always thinking about either fighting that predator or flying away, running away from the predator. But the truth is that we don't have any predator in front of us. We don't have that tiger, saber-toothed tiger, or that bear. But what we are running from is that deadline, is that project timeline, our bosses and challenge and bills and this whole COVID thing going on right now.
Right.
And I'm sure that the algorithm is going to detect the fact that I said COVID. The goal of this breathwork session is to shift you, to move you from that stress response to a parasympathetic
state so that you can focus your energy and your intention on other functions of your body, such as digestion, building immunity, and thinking clearly without the influence of your default mode network, so that other parts of your brain can light up. And, you know, no words can do these experiences justice, right? I mean, I could talk a lot about it, but ultimately you experience what you do. So that's pretty much what's going to happen through our breathwork session. Stress reduction, relaxation across the body, reduced heart rate, lowered blood pressure, connection with your intuition and your higher self, awaken dormant parts of your brain, and experience true oneness. What is oneness? When was the last time you experienced oneness with the universe around you? Right? That's the plan.
Beautiful. I'm already thinking of people I will send to your workshop, and I'm joining this Sunday.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so what other questions does anyone have any question? Okay. So there's one person who says, I would like to gift the workshop to someone as well. You know what? That is the best gift to give, right? What is the best gift to give is to gift an experience, especially because right now travel has become very hard. And so if you care for somebody, if you love somebody, friends and family who you feel are going through some level of stress, worry, anxiety, this could be the best gift. And so the other thing I wanted to mention was like what constitutes a ticket. And we spoke about that. So if, let's say you buy a ticket for somebody in your home, like a sister, brother, father, mother, you don't have to buy separate tickets for them. If they're watching from the same, you know, laptop, desktop, yeah, television. So that's, you know, so if you have a sister, brother, feel free to bring them, you know, to your screen and watch it together, because that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I personally have clients who join my cooking classes and the entire family comes in, the mom, the kids, the grandparents, you know, because they all want to cook together.
I think cooking together is like one of the most, right, in the level of the most familial connection building experiences there is, I'd say cooking and eating together are up there. Absolutely. Cooking and eating, that's the most, because then you're nourishing your soul, you're nourishing your gut as well, right? And you're nourishing your heart, you're nourishing your mind, because especially if the food is really visually stimulating, you're nourishing your eyes also, and it's a wonderful experience. And I'm grateful to platforms like Zoom because we're able to connect with people around the world.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's not going to be boring at all. You are going to stay engaged. So please join us.
So Stacy says, when is the workshop?
It's on 14th March, Stacy, 4 p.m. California. I'm going to translate all the timings into Eastern and perhaps Central Europe and India times, and then we will also have the recording available if you want to join us later on, you know, if you miss some parts of it, because it's going to be 3 hours long and it's hands-on.
So 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific, 5, 6, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to be, 7 to 10, 4 to 7. And it's going to be live, but you can watch a replay later on. Michael says, what platform will the workshop take place on?
We're going to do it on Zoom.
Yeah. So we'll be doing it on Zoom. So the first platform that where the event information is on, that is a page that we've set up, which is at my7chakras.com/Ayurveda workshop, AYURVEDA workshop. Right. So once you go to my7chakras.com/Ayurveda workshop, then you can take up one of the first few spots for the early bird program. So the prize is $44. But we had a conversation a few days back and we said, why not reduce the price for people who are deciding to join us early? Because the event is on March 14th. So we do have roughly 28 days more. But if you join us early, then you get a discount and you can join us at $27. Which basically is $7 per hour. But I can guarantee you that with the Ayurveda stuff that Salila is going to be sharing, with the breathwork session that you know you will be experiencing, it's going to be worth way more than what you're investing at this price.
Absolutely.
Cool. Does anyone have any questions so far? Any questions? If you're on YouTube, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, do you have any questions about the event, about the workshop, and maybe what you can experience from it? Let us know.
I don't see any questions on Instagram. I think we've addressed everything.
So in terms of the flow, I think we were not too clear about the flow of the event, right? So what are we going to do first? We're going to first do your part.
It will be Ayurveda. We're going to cook. We're going to prepare everything, put it aside, and then sit down and tune ourselves, center ourselves, do the breathing with Aditya, with AJ. And then at the end, we are going to have a sharing session. We're going to enjoy the meal and we are going to share our experience. So it's going to be a community event.
Cool. Yeah. So that's what it is. Is first we're going to do the Ayurvedic part. You're going to cook. You're going to prepare the meal. We're going to open up the ceremony. Then we're going to do the breathwork session, the rhythmic breathing and the music experiencing of heightened states of awareness. And then once we are relaxed at the end of it, we are going to, you know, have it together. Mm-hmm. We're going to consume the stuff together.
Yeah. Stacy has a great question. What would be the average cost of the grocery list? Stacy, I believe you may have most of the stuff in your home already. It's things like rice and mung lentils and cinnamon and holy basil, black pepper, dry ginger. At the most, you may spend $20 to $25 maybe buying something that you don't have, which I believe something like carom seeds you may not have, garlic, coriander, maybe you don't have. An average American or a Western kitchen may not have coriander seeds. But, you know, if you are already a listener of Aditya's podcast, I can be sure you are an evolved human being who is a world traveler and someone who enjoys cuisines from around the world. I'm pretty sure you will have most of the stuff in your pantry already.
Awesome. You're putting our listeners on a very high pedestal. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you for doing that. Okay, any other questions?
Yes, you agree.
What's that?
I'm asking everyone to give us yes if they agree that they are world travelers and they're interested in different cuisines and, you know, they appreciate all these different ways of enlightening ourselves through all this wonderful podcast that Aditya brings to us.
Yeah, but I know for a fact that Stacy is a very broad-minded person and she knows, she has a lot of information. She has, and Stacy, didn't you write a book as well? Aren't you an author? I think you're an author. If I'm not mistaken, just let me know if you're not.
You sound like an author, Stacy.
She's an author. She released a book recently. Mm-hmm. So definitely she's up there in terms of, you know, world traveling and awareness, exposure to different ideas, especially to stuff that relates to Ayurvedic. Yes, there you go. See? Yeah, she is.
Stacy, you had a question about mortar and pestle. Yes, we will use the mortar and pestle. I love my mortars and pestles.
Pestle and mortar. It sounds like a Netflix, you know, like Game of Thrones equivalent. Pestle and mortar. Season 8. Okay. Yeah, there you go. See?
Know me 100 years from now. Beautiful.
That's the name of a book.
We have to chat more.
Cool. And Michael says yes to all. Anne says Amazon delivers. Yes, Amazon does deliver, which is amazing, especially if you're a Prime member. I'm a Prime member. But I think the Prime membership in USA is better. You know?
Is it?
I think you get more stuff out of the Prime membership in the US compared to Canada.
Yeah. You Canadians have everything else better. We just have shopping better.
Yeah. Like what? Like what do you think is better in Canada? And we put you on the spot.
Healthcare.
Healthcare, yeah.
share your government initiatives, your community participation, the way the government takes care of immigrants, you know, equality is better. We just have shopping better. So yeah, come to America for shopping.
that's very true. Okay, Stacy says thank you. Any other questions, people, please let me know. You know, if you have any questions, and if you already booked your spot, let us know as well, because we want to, you know, build up the excitement and let people know if you have already secured your spot. Right. So if you know that you're going, then it might as well make sense. Michael says recycling way better.
Mm-hmm. That's
great. Is Canada better at recycling or USA? Or is she saying that she's going to recycle? Sorry, I didn't get this. Let us know what you exactly mean here. Maybe.
And the Masala girl is going to go walk her puppy, and she looks forward to the workshop. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you. The Masala girl has a beautiful Instagram profile. She is, I think she trained at the Cordon Bleu. So, yeah, she's another amazing chef.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Instagram is full of very talented people, right? And if you are on Instagram and if you are attending these live streams, right, there's a good chance that you have so much to share and so much to give. So that's something I'm grateful for, you know, meeting so many people, especially guests on my show, and to just get to know the depth of experience that each one of us has. I believe that we are all in a collective mastermind, right? There's an opportunity that we can learn from each other. Because individually we can only go so far, but collectively we can be like a force to reckon with.
Yeah,
as you know, like we pool our resources, our mental faculties, our connections. That's how we share and that's the definition of tribe, is to pool together resources. Repure app says, well, there's a heart sign.
Yeah, you know, Karin has just joined us. Karin Kahofer is a friend. And Karin, we are hosting a webinar, a masterclass on March 14th. For 3 hours, we are going to do Ayurvedic cooking and yogic breathwork. AJ is going to do that. So if you could share it with your people, it will be wonderful. And Jemima has joined us. Chandrasoma Ayurveda. Thank you so much, dear. Thank you for joining us.
Awesome. I mean, it would be even more better if we have, like what I'm noticing a lot of times is in my, you know, breathwork sessions, we have a lot of yoga teachers who are joining. And the explanation that one of the teachers gave me is that she knows a lot of the techniques. She knows a lot of the practices. Right? But sometimes because we're teaching so much, we forget to take care of our own selves. Sometimes we need somebody else to lay down the steps so that we can just follow. And that in itself is a service, right?
Absolutely.
We need each other in order to uplift ourselves. And so it's wonderful to see that you have a lot of followers who are into you, Ayurveda, who are teachers, who are guides. But sometimes we support each other. We come to each other's workshops because that's how we grow. Red Sea Beauty joined us. Hello, Red Sea Beauty. Red Sea Beauty is also into like a lot of therapeutic stuff. I know that she's launched a new line of cosmetics.
Welcome. How wonderful.
That's amazing.
you said it so rightly, AJ, that you know we are all yogis and we know a little part of what we do. But we need to water our own self. We need to feed our own selves because we are busy feeding other people so much that sometimes we forget to take that time to nourish ourselves. And I jump into any yoga teacher's class that any friend offers me and says, Salila, come over. I just go, boom, jump in, because who doesn't want our, you know, it's like getting your back scratched. You know, I can scratch my own back, but it doesn't feel as good if somebody else is scratching my back.
That is true. You know, like when I was a kid, I used to be such a big fan of back scratching that I used to ask my mom and dad to scratch my back. Yeah, it was kind of weird. That was my language of love. You know, language of love, right?
For people. You know, okay, you've like just given away words. Your language of love, ladies.
Not right now.
You know, AJ, if you're single, but, ladies, you know what to do.
Yeah. Language of love, right? So I don't know about right now, but maybe that'll bring, you know, fond memories of childhood for me. You don't want to be in a position where your girlfriend reminds you of your mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may ignore all the red flags and just go for someone who scratches your back very well.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, now we're going down the route of psychology, right? Does your wife or girlfriend remind you of your mom? Does your husband remind you of your dad? And all those, you know, deep aspects of how we operate and relate to the world as human beings. So Michael says, thank you, booked my spot. Woo-hoo! I think Michael is the first person.
Yay, Michael, you're the first person. You get extra VIP support.
Extra VIP support. Yeah, we'll plan what that VIP support is all about right now. But you will get extra VIP support. Michael says Canada is better. So Michael says Canada is better. Any Americans? I know Americans like to stand up for USA. they did fight a war of independence, and they got their independence back, and they're very vehement about freedom of speech, right? Americans, which is great, which is good. My Ayurvedic life joined. Let me see. What else?
Hi,
any
Nidhi,
other questions?
Thank you for joining.
Any other questions that you want answered right now? Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention that the breathwork session that we'll be doing will involve some breath holds as well. Because what we're trying to do during the breath work is we're using yogic techniques and practices to help you reach these states of consciousness and relaxation and bliss. And part of that is holding your breath, because that helps you induce what is called as brief intermittent hypoxia.
Mm.
Right. So, but having said that, and we'll post this also on the page, but if you fall under certain conditions, like if you've got a heart condition, if you have like a extreme tinnitus, if you've got a pacemaker installed, if you're pregnant, then it's better not to hold your breath. You can still enjoy the breathing and enjoy the music, but it's just better not to hold your breath.
Yeah, I can't go because it's taking me away from Facebook. Otherwise, I would have popped it into our chat.
Right. Well, I've already popped it into the Facebook chat, but basically it's very simple. mysevenchakras.com/Ayurveda workshop. And the seven in my seven chakras is a word. So mysevenchakras.com/Ayurveda workshop. Yeah. March 14th.
March 4 PM. And the discounts go off on March 7th. So hurry. And we look forward to having all of you there. Excited to have all of you. We look forward to serving you. Thank you so much, AJ.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at mysevenchakras.com. That is mysevenchakras.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.